And we have another ski season upon us, Dr. Dowder. We're talking about the river, right? I mean, is this basically where you guys go?
Yeah, Bill. Most every year I've been going to the river. I've been going to the river since 1980. And we have, you know, water skied out there and done a fair amount of partying out there. And I've always enjoyed that.
Well, how has it changed?
Well, the way that it's changed for the most part for me, and that, and you could talk to two or three different people, you'd probably get a whole, you know, different attitude about it. But the way it's changed for me is I think the river has changed a lot. The river used to be a place where you could go and do some very, very serious water skiing, because I am a certified skier, for starters. And that means a lot to me, rather than just this sort of ski-doo thing that's going on right now, this jet ski thing that's going on right now. I think I speak for a lot of certified skiers, people who are hardcore and people who go extreme, that the river's gotten bad. I think it's bottomed out there in terms of the hardcore certified skier.
Well, ski-doos and what are they?
Well, we're talking ski-doos, we're talking the ski-doo freaks, we're talking these jet ski dorks, a lot of crap out there, but a lot of what we call the carps. There are a lot of what we call water trogs. I mean, these are the troglodytes of the universe out there, and these are people who just messed it up for a lot of us who are very serious skiers, a lot of bottom feeders, people who I just don't think belong out there, and that's what we're trying to get, the message that I'm trying to send tonight. And a lot of the people who are with, a lot of my people, is that we'd like to clean it up out the river. We want to get some very serious extreme skiers. We want to get some people who are ready to do it to it, and not have to deal with all the cerveza heads and all the ski-doo freaks.
You know, I've seen a lot of the jet skiers from time to time down through the years all over the country. When I lived in Minneapolis, used to go to the St. Croix River, which is between, it's a river between Minnesota and Wisconsin. And no matter where you go, you're going to see those guys, right?
Well, I think that there are some places where the bottom feeders can go. You know, I think there's places where the water trogs, you know, can ply their trade. But I don't think the river's the place, because the river has been and continues to be the place where the certified skier goes, where a very, very serious certified skier goes. Now, I go extreme. Okay, and I don't make any bones about it. I have been skiing since, I'm 28 years old now. I've been skiing since about 10 or 11. I've been going out to the river. It's a very, very special place for me. It's a very special place for my people. And to have a deal, you know, with what I call the bottom feeders, the ski-doo freaks and cerveza heads, you know, there was a time when the river was very mellow. You know, there's a time...
Well, what's going on out there now? I mean...
Well, what's going on out there is a lot of these chicks, you know, they've got the bags hanging, there's a lot of beer banging, there's a lot of whiskey drinking, or whatever. Mostly it's a lot of people who are not familiar with the serious extreme ski that we do out there. I can tell you that for every extreme, you know, serious certified skier that hits the river every year, you know, used to be maybe one little trog you'd have to deal with. Now you got four or five of these ski-doo freaks and these jet ski heads that completely mess up the vibe of the place. That's basically what we're trying to say this year. For those of us who take the river seriously, and you know, for those of us who take skiing seriously, what we're trying to do is get the word out. You know, take your jet ski, take your ski-doo, take your sea-doo. Go to Lake Kachuma, you know, go to Lake Isabella, go up to Big Bear, do whatever you got to do, you know, just sort of like get it out of my face, because it's gotten very, very serious. And, you know, that's the trip that I'm trying to lay down.
Okay, we're talking about skiing, water skiing, out at the river, which has been a place for, yeah, I mean, decades. And I know friends of mine have been going there since the late 1960s, not just water skiing, but boating, right?
Yeah, there's an awful lot of boating that goes on.
Can I ask you what kind of boat you have?
Yeah, I've got a V-bottom. I had a Hallett, but a Hallett was an engine, basically. It made too much, made too much noise. I switched to a Mastercraft. So I got a 300-horse turbocharged Mastercraft and a V-bottom, which I think is very righteous, and I enjoy it. But for me, this is what I'm talking about. You know, I'm trying to get some serious skiing going in.
All right, a Mastercraft is what? Is that an engine?
Yeah, it's an engine. It's a very righteous engine. Turbocharged, 300 horse. And I can get riding on that. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, let's go to Blythe on KFIM 640. Hello.
Hey, you know you used to be such a professional jet skier. You ever come down to Blythe, California to the Colorado River?
I go down to the Colorado River.
Here in Blythe, sir. I'm talking about 4 miles from the Arizona border.
I'm talking about the river.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, what do you think about our waters?
Well, what I'm saying is the best place, anybody knows, is either Copper Canyon, the Sandbar, Lake Havasu. Those are the spots that are hot. Those are the spots where the extreme skier, the certified skier goes.
Oh, so you trying to say us beginners come down here to the Colorado River here in Blythe? That's where us beginners belong?
What I'm saying to you, I don't know what kind of skier you are. What do you got? What kind of boat you got?
I don't have a boat. I'm talking about skiing.
I mean, I bet for me, the Colorado is kind of for water trogs. I don't mean to be cold or anything.
Oh, you're cold, man. That's a knock in the face, man.
Man, I ain't trying to do no cold shot or nothing.
Yeah, you just did a cold shot. That's not even right.
Well, dude, I mean, what are you doing? Doing two ski? Are you doing the little belly board?
Two ski, one ski, and things like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about actual skiing.
I'm down with that. Are you certified?
I'm certified? What do you mean you got to be certified to ski? You just learn how to ski.
Now,
check this out, dude. If you come to the Colorado River here in Blythe, I bet you'll end up against the side of the rocks, which I hope never happens to you.
I've been certified skiing. I've been certified for the last 10 years. I'm talking about I trained with the water acrobats in Florida. Let me tell you this, Bill, this would be an interesting thing. There's 10 steps to certification. I am a 9. The only 10 that I know of is Skip Kellerman. Skip Kellerman skis Coral Gables, Florida. The only 10s are in Florida. I'm a 9. There's about
So you trying to tell me that 10s don't belong here in Blythe?
No, what I'm saying, you're not going to find no 10. You're not going to find no 10.
Oh, man, you know what, man? I take that as a disgrace, dude.
Might find a port. Well, I'm not trying to,
You're knocking me down.
Shot, man. I'm not trying to give you a shot or nothing.
No, you just gave me a shot, man. But you know what? I respect you, but I doubt you're a certified ass skier.
I'm certified. You might find a 4 or 5 at Blythe. You might find a 4 or 5 at Blythe, and that's it.
Well, you're speaking a language here that I don't understand. What do you mean a 4 or 5?
That's what I'm talking about, Phil.
When you're certified, you get up to 10 steps of certification for
Check it out. Where do I go get certified at?
Have you been to Coral Gables? You've been to the water acrobat school, Coral Gables, Florida?
Oh, you're talking about acrobats. Oh, my God. Check this out.
Skip Kellerman?
I don't know them. I'm talking about me and you personally talking about my waters here in Blythe, California.
I'll tell you right now.
Skip Nim don't got nothing to do with this right here, buddy.
I'll tell you right now. Skip Kellerman, who happens to be African-American, is the number one certified.
Man, look, I didn't say nothing about African-American. I didn't say nothing about what it is. What did I got to do about African-American? Now, you just jumped into a whole other point, and I know Phil got other viewers, but you just jumped to a whole different subject.
Generally, black people is about it. You've heard about it.
What have I heard?
Skiing too good.
Get out of here, will you?
The whole trip about the river out near Blythe is very dirty. The water's like pea soup. It's very thick. I don't like skiing thick water.
If you're a professional skier, I guess you come out here and take water samples and find out what the water's like before you go skiing.
I can tell you, I take one good look at the river in that stretch of California. I can tell you it's very dirty.
Okay. How do you know if you ain't been here?
Well, what I do is, that part of the river I've seen.
Have you been in it? You said you've seen. Going over there from Blythe to Arizona. We see it every day.
It's cold. It's lame. It's water.
Oh, dude. You know what, man? I respect you, but you're lame, dude. You're lame.
Dude, it's water trog. I've checked out the pH levels up and down the river from
pH levels?
What?
What's pH levels?
Which basically is the viscosity time. The guy wants to.
Well, you have to get to it, okay? And I got to take a break here, so hold the line here. 1-800-520-1KFI in Orange County, 520-1KFI in LA County. We're talking about water skiing with Jeff Dowder. He skis the river. He says it's gone to hell in a handcart, and one of the reasons is all the ski-doo freaks and all the jet skiers, et cetera. 1-800-520-1KFI Orange County, 520-1KFI LA County. Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show, and welcome here. Our number 1-800-520-1KFI in Orange County, and for LA County, 520-1KFI. Jeff Dotter on the line with us, talking about skiing the river and some special messages for people this year, because you think that the river is crowded with a lot of, where do you get this term, water trog?
Water trog, water troglodyte, bottom feeders, the bottom of the food chain when it comes to, committing, I think, to the river is what I'm talking about.
All right, we have a gentleman hanging on in Blythe. You're living right on the river there, sir, huh?
Yeah, right on the river.
Mm-hmm. Now, your opinion of the... You water ski out there, sir?
Yes, I sure do.
And what's your opinion of that stretch of the river? Because, Dr. Dowdy, you were saying you don't like it.
I think it's a little mucky.
What do you mean mucky?
Well, what I mean is I think the water's a little thick. I think the water's a little soupy. What you're looking for, ideally, what I look for is a little bit of wind chop. I like to have the water thinner.
Hey.
What kind of boat do you? You don't have a boat?
No, my friend have a boat, dude. I don't specialize in boats. I just go and water ski with him. Okay,
the gentleman in Blythe, hang on the line. I want to get to Riverside on KFI.
Right.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah,
we have a gentleman in Blythe and Dr. Dotter on in Pasadena.
Yeah, I just came back from there, like, today.
Need to turn that radio down, ma'am.
I'm actually...
All right, who's got a radio turned up? The guy in Blythe?
No, I don't.
Whoever's got that radio turned up, turn it down, or the TV, or whatever the heck it is.
Sorry, is that better? Sorry, it's me. I'm at the gas station.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just got back from the river. I think it's awesome that there's so many different things. It's so versatile. You know, you can, like my job, I sit in the boat, I look cool, I drink, I, you know, water ski, I get on the jet skis, cruise around.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right in Blythe, ma'am?
No. Where are you water skiing at, ma'am?
All over. I mean, we've gone all the way from, you know, the Mojave all the way up to Parker.
Have you been to the sandbar? Have you been to Copper Canyon?
Oh, yeah. You probably saw me jump off a Copper Canyon.
Okay, what about where this cat's calling from Blythe out along Blythe?
Sir, I was just there. I stayed one night at the Avi Hotel in Laughlin. And, in fact, we water skied and drove our boat from the Avi all the way in Laughlin all the way up to Parker.
Awesome.
Right. Tell him, ma'am, that's a good stretch of water.
Right. What is?
That is a good stretch of water.
I mean, it's awesome. You go, you have fun, you kick back, you do everything. It's like a big old huge party.
I totally dig
everything that she's saying, except I'm not down with no ski dudes.
Yeah, but you know what? What fun would it be if everyone did the same exact thing?
That's true.
Well, the guy in Blythe, man, I mean, when you see somebody coming by in a Sea-Doo, man, don't you want to just, you know, like, knock them off the thing?
No, I don't. They'd be on one side, I'd be on the other side right there. You know, then when we go down, we put our flags up, they respect that, and they go around. Everybody's out there having fun. With some idiot like you, you will cause problems out there.
What did I do, man? I'm trying to make it clean for the certified extreme skier.
You know what? You want to get certified? Do me a favor. If you want to get certified, come to Blythe, and then you can be certified, okay? But till then, I ain't heard of no certified skier. Man, certified skiers.
What did the lady say?
You know, I don't understand where he's coming from. It's a huge amount of water. There's so much.
That's it.
The only time I knock somebody's head off is if they're doing something stupid, like running into my boat,
has nothing to do
with a person wanting to jet ski. If they want to jet ski,
it's jet ski.
Well, I very, very seriously doubt, Mr. Henry, whether either one of these two folks have really been to the extreme areas of the river.
You know what?
Who want to go to the extreme? Who want to go out there and hurt themselves on enjoyable pleasure time?
I'll tell you right now what I like to do. I see somebody doing by. I got a paint pellet gun, man. I'll pop.
Oh, see that?
You know what, Mr. Certified?
Oh, that is.
Have you been to the area? It's called Disneyland. It's in Lake Havasu. It's in between Sandbar and Havasu.
Yeah.
Have you been in there?
Yeah, I know the area. Does this guy, you know that area, sir?
Yep.
Totally sucks.
Dude, you come in there with your little certified ski hiked over your shoulder. You come in there and you let us know who you are, and I guarantee you, you'll get a ride in Disneyland, brother.
A very good ride.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'll tell you right now, I'll rooster tail any MF.
Ah.
Come on now, come on.
See,
I don't. What is this?
That's why we can't go to our river and enjoy no good times because of people like you.
Yeah, what?
We cannot have fun because of idiots like you.
I'm trying to make it clean for the skier, man.
Yeah, if you want to make it clean, wait, where are you from again?
I come from Pasadena.
Keep your butt in Pasadena and help the little old lady across the crosswalk, okay?
That's right. And you know what? If being certified makes people like you, then I would rather be stupid and uncertified.
There you go.
Because
whatever.
I go out.
Okay, whatever. What I'm saying is I take water skiing very, very seriously. I take the purity of the river very seriously. And I'll tell you something else. I don't know how long either one of you has been going there. Since 1980, I've seen a lot of assholes coming in there. I've seen a lot of cerveza heads. You know what I'm talking about, man.
See, but no, you might have been on Cerveza Head, but let me tell you something. If you come shoot a paint gun by my little girl when I'm out there skiing, and my little girl's enjoying herself I will personally help you off that damn jet ski or wherever you are, because the paint gun don't believe.
I'm not going to hurt no little girl.
No, but if you're going to shoot them out there, what is she going to say? That's violence.
Let me ask either one of these people, are you long or short ropers?
I'm a long roper.
If I'm on my boat, I'm a long roper because we make a huge wake in my boat.
There you go.
Okay, sir, what are you, a short roper or a long roper?
Long roper, sir.
That tells the story right there, man. I'm certified short roper, have been since 88.
Did you hear anything I just said?
What?
Did you hear why I said I was a long roper?
What?
I didn't say I was a long roper all the time. I said when I ski behind my boat.
Oh,
I have a
her boat, that's what she said.
Well,
my boat makes a huge wake. I'd love to see you short roping my wake, dude. You'd be all over.
Well, I'm short roping, man. I wave hop, man. I mean, I'm with it, man.
Well, I tell you what. You know what? Matter of fact,
you need to come out anytime, man. I'll break a beer out for you.
No. I don't drink when I'm out there. I don't drink. When I'm through skiing, then I drink.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is, come on over. How many horses you got on your boat, ma'am?
How many horses you have, ma'am?
Me, I have, we just got a new engine. We just got a 502, so it's 400 and something horsepower.
Who makes the engine?
I'd love to drag you at about 78 miles an
hour. Hey, man, I got a Mastercraft 300 horse turbocharged. Bring it on.
That's like having a production boat, huh, bud?
What?
I said nothing like having a production boat.
Yeah, he need to go to the Parker 400 score right there.
Hey, you know what, Mr. Certified?
What?
Mr. Certified, you ever seen the purple boat with flames at the river?
Like about 100 of them. Which one's yours? Are you kidding me?
There's not. I'm the only one in California who has this boat. It's a 26-foot purple boat with flames.
Very lame.
You look at that boat. Yeah, it's lame because you can't afford it.
Which one you have, ma'am? What color is yours?
She's got a purple one with big yellow flames. Is that it, ma'am?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to know what case I'll see her out there.
Wait a minute, man. I remember that boat, man. As soon as I seen it come by, it says to my friend, Water Trog.
Yeah,
totally.
Let me just put it this way. When you see the fine-ass chick sitting in the boat in a nice little thong bathing suit and doing her stuff, she's going to be the one who's telling you that you're a water whatever.
There you go.
You're going to sink to the bottom like a rock.
Hey, Phil, I got to go right there. Ma'am, I appreciate you and your comments there. Help me out.
All right, thank you.
What the river's all about.
All right, well,
get going.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am, hang on there in Riverside, Dr. Dotter. Wow, quite a debate we have going here tonight about skiing on the river. And if you're new to California and you don't know what to, you know, whatever. Like every summer, this is where, every year, everybody's piling out to the river. It's the Colorado River. It's where they go to ski. We got Jeff Dotter. He's been skiing the river out there since 1980. 1-800-5, if any of you guys are familiar with some of these areas he's talking about, this one place I ain't never been is the river. And like I said, friends of mine have been going for 30 years. He's talking about Copper Canyon, the Sandbar, Lake Havasu, Laughlin. This guy just called in from Blythe. This lady here had been where? Where'd she say she was? I don't remember. All right. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 520. Oh, she was at Havasu. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 520-1KFI in L.A. County. Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 520-1KFI in L.A. County. Talking skiing the river here with Dr. Jeff Dotter, who has been going to the river since 1980, correct?
1980, Phil. I got certified 1988. I've been skiing the river, like the Sandbar, like Havasu, like Laughlin, like Copper Canyon. There's a lot of people who ski Copper Canyon, very serious skiers. And, you know, the thing that we're saying tonight, what I'm saying and that my people are saying, is that the river is not the way it used to be. When you got all these cerveza heads out there, these whiskey drinkers, these chicks with their fun bags hanging out, drinking rum, walking up and down the beach, whatever, you know, like that chick that I was just talking to at Riverside, you know, in her little bikini and her lame ass, you know, whatever she's got, her Hallett. I got an Eliminator. I have a Mastercraft. I've got O'Brien skis. I wear a Hovas. I'm a short roper, so I'm serious. But there was a time on the river when there was a very mellow period, okay, where we did a few bong hits. You know, we did some bud. We were not hardcore alcoholics or nothing. And now the whole trip has been given over to a lot of these rum drinkers and water trogs. I think it's very, very sad, man. That's the point we're trying to make.
Okay, let's go to Reseda on KFIM 640. Hello?
Hey, Mr. Certification.
Yeah?
Hi, yeah. I go to Blythe a lot, and the water there is...
The water there is very muddy, man. It's very mucky.
But it's glass. And you glass. Say and you say you ski north of Havasu at the sandbar?
I have.
That is a national refuge. You're not allowed to ski from the 40 to Lake Havasu. It is blocked off. There's no skiing allowed within, like, 10 miles of that whole stretch.
If you're certified, you can.
That you're talking out of your buns, pal. You don't know what you're talking about. And Copper Canyon? Copper Canyon is the widest part of Lake Havasu. It has the crappiest water because it is so chopped out.
Dude, I love it choppy, okay?
Okay, I'm a wakeboarder, okay? I have a 20-foot ultra with a boom, an air boom.
I like to wave hop, okay?
Okay.
I got no problem with chop, man. I do not like it glassy, man.
Okay.
I mean, I'll challenge.
But you say that you go to the sandbar and you ski there because you're certified. You're wrong. That is a national refuge park. You are not allowed to ski in that area. And I'll guarantee that other people will call you and verify that this is true.
Can I get a word in, Mr. Henry? Can I get a word in?
Go ahead.
Number one, I'm a 9 out of 10 certified skier. Okay, number two.
Okay.
Now I forgot what I was going to say, man. I was trying to get the point out. Certification.
Get the point out.
All right. Certification means that Fish and Game, as well as Department of Interior, have allowed certified people from 7 to 10 to ski the sandbar, okay? I know what I'm doing. If you don't know what I'm talking about, how
I know what you're talking about. I go there every other weekend. I'm on the river. I go to Havasu. I go to Blythe. I go to Parker.
Okay.
I go all the way up through Laughlin.
Okay.
I go to Needles, Park Mojave. I've been there.
Okay, I remember what I want to say. It's number one, I hold, or at least I did hold until Skip Kellerman broke it 2 years ago, I held the ski speed record.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, we reached 65 miles an hour.
Okay.
Okay, and any skier knows it's unsafe above 50.
It is very unsafe.
Well,
and you know what? I do agree with you about the jet skiers, how they do ruin the water, and there is a lot of party animals.
Right, man. So
but you know what? As far as you skiing the sandbar, you're in my book, from a wakeboarder's kind of view, you're sounding like nothing but a kook.
Dude.
A Barney.
Hey, dude.
Because you're not allowed to water ski in a national park.
Dude, I'm not talking about...
That's the sandbar is a national park.
Dude, I'm not talking about water trogs on a belly board, man. I'm talking about...
That's funny.
Extreme, okay? And
dude, look, it's not extreme in Copper Canyon.
I take great offense to be calling a... Dude, I have skied...
And as far as you're...
I've skied Lake Powell.
I go to Powell. My uncle owns a whole houseboat on Lake Powell.
Dude, I've skied Florida. You know, okay.
Okay, Florida. You know what? Florida does produce the best water skiers and wakeboarders in the country.
I'm not a Barney, man, and I'd like you to take it back because you know being called a Barney is the worst thing.
Well, what's a Barney?
A Barney is someone that talks the talk but can't walk it.
The worst thing you could tell a guy. And I'm asking this dude to take it back as one, because I'm Christian, man. I would never call you that.
Hey.
Well, you're running around.
It's not a bad thing.
You're calling people water trogs.
Yeah, what's up with the water trogs?
That's cool, man.
Hey, man, I got a 20-foot ultra. I'm a jet boat dummy. I got the rooster tail, the place diverter. I got the air boom.
And you got the rum punch, and you got
your girlfriend. No. I do not do drugs, and I don't drink. I'm totally sober.
Very cool.
And you know what? But I just have to prove my point, man, and I hope someone else calls about your sandbar deal, man. You're not allowed to water ski there. So as far as I'm concerned, you're book smart, man. You've been reading Water Ski Magazine way too much.
We got a guy. Thank you very much, sir. Here is Corona on KFIM 640. Hello.
I'm not no Zima skier, man.
I don't know. You're saying that you went and you're skiing Copper Canyon. Now, Copper Canyon is not a place you can ski. They even have buoys there. You can't go, like, over. You can't leave a wake when you go in.
You know Copper Canyon?
Yeah, I know Copper Canyon.
And you know what I'm talking about.
No, you can't go in there and ski. They have places you can buy, like, T-shirts and stuff.
What's your certification?
You can't go through there.
What's your certification level?
I don't have a certification level.
What are you talking about?
I grew up going to the river, and I know where Copper Canyon is.
Yeah, of course, man. I mean, I've been going there since 1980 myself.
No, but I've been going there since I was younger than that, and they've had that place blocked off. You can't ski through there.
But there's no way. Now, if you're fully... Why are you calling me if you're not certified?
When was the last time you went to Copper Canyon?
How come you're telling me this if you're not certified? You don't even know what
I'm talking
about.
You don't have to be certified to know that you can't ski through Copper Canyon.
You know Skip Kellerman's a full certification 10, and also Bob Dawes is a full certification 9. I'm the only 9 that I know of that skis out there.
What do you have it blocked off? Do you, like, buy the canyon for a day?
What are you talking about, baby? I'm talking about...
You can't ski through there.
You know,
like, people, like, dive off the rocks, and they go and they float. They anchor down, and they hook onto other boats,
what?
And you party.
What?
You don't ski through there.
What?
You don't ski through Copper Canyon.
Where?
At Lake Havasu.
What are you talking about now?
You're the one...
you're one of them chicks with the fun bags, ain't you?
With a fun bag.
What?
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Come on now.
I'm trying to tell her.
Phil, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know where you found this guy.
I got the full certification, and I'll tell you something else. And she can laugh all she wants, man. I was part of Skip Kellerman's water.
Hold on. My boyfriend is certified, and he wants to get on the phone now.
Right,
hold on one second.
No certification, man.
I'll tell you something.
Hey, man. I went Skip Kellerman's.
Turn the radio down.
Okay.
Turn the radio down.
You got it.
I went Skip Kellerman's water acrobat school. I'm the very, as far as I know, I'm the only certified skier in the...
Well, who are you?
My name's Jeff Dowder.
Well, that don't mean a whole lot to me.
Well, who are you?
My name is Ted Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know about 100 guys named Ted Johnson.
Well, that's good. I like to keep my name under profile, under wraps when I go about my business.
You what?
Well, I'm certified.
Certified for what, the nut house?
No, black belt in karate.
So whatever, man. So like I was saying, this guy's a...
Where do you live?
So anyway, where do I live?
Yeah.
Why, just because I called your girlfriend a hoe?
No, now don't threaten my wife.
Oh, it's your wife?
Yeah.
Well, she's a hoe.
Huh?
You heard me.
Well, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You ought to give up that black belt, man, and get a miracle ear.
No, I don't think that's the case. I didn't hear what you had to say.
You heard that, though, didn't you?
I heard that. The miracle ear?
Yeah, you need one of them.
Well, after I'm done with you, you'll do a miracle face.
Okay, Grandpa.
Oh, Grandpa, how old
are you? Are you some kind of a karate Barney?
A karate Barney?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you a tough guy?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you're a tough guy because you can water ski.
Yeah, I am very tough. I left two dudes back. You know Balboa Bar out near Lake Havasu? I kicked ass on three dudes in there one night.
Three. Were they midgets?
They were big dudes.
Oh, big dudes. How big were they?
I got two lessons in ninjutsu.
What?
You heard.
Well, evidently, the guy wasn't that good.
So what's your point, Barney?
You call me Barney one again, I'll yank your throat right through the phone.
I got throwing stars, Barney.
Oh, come on now. That's no way to talk to somebody.
Hello,
over
Barney.
The phone. No,
okay, you guys are you both of you both of you guys both of you both of you guys are boring me to tears. All right.
Hey, you.
1-800-52. Excuse me. Excuse me.
I tried skiing there. You can't ski there. I am certified.
Yeah, okay. Well, then you should have said that instead of boring us with your karate expertise. But anyway, thanks for calling. 1-800-52.
Yeah, but I want to say something.
1-800-520-1KFI in Orange County, 520-1KFI LA County. Phil Henry Show, KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Alan LaGreen here.
Perfect.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. 1-800-5201 KFI in Orange County. 5201 KFI in LA County. Jeff Dowder is with us here. We're talking about skiing the river. We got some. I really want to get some more calls, but you were mentioning. You mentioned before the break that you had a particular style of skiing that you do.
It's just that I was the only one, and I suppose you're going to laugh at this, but we did this in Coral Gables, Florida. We also did this at Lake Powell, and we did this at Lake Havasu. That I'm the only one in North America that I'm aware of who has what we call hip skied or ass skied.
And what is ass ski?
That's when you basically are in the water with no shorts on, and you lift your legs up above, you know, you got your knees up your chest, boat takes off, and basically you are skiing bare ass. Okay, so.
What do you mean? You got no pants on?
No, what you're doing is you've heard of people barefooting.
So, yeah, I know. They're skiing on their bare feet. You're skiing on your bare ass.
Yeah. And the chop, and I'll tell you something else, and there are nobody else out there can do it. I ass ski in a light chop. So, you know, it's cool.
All right, let's go to Upland on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi.
Hey, doctor. Let me ask you a question, my friend.
Chop tore my sack to shreds.
Do you like heavy chop, huh?
What?
You like heavy chop?
Yeah, man.
Oh, you like the chop?
Yeah.
All right, let's take it a little step farther here, then.
Okay.
We'll take you, let's say, not into a lake, but out into the Pacific. We'll pull you behind a boat. We'll take you just 100 miles an hour. How about that?
You can pull my ass behind an Eliminator, man, as far as I'm concerned.
Nah, dude, it's all about Warlock, buddy.
Yeah, well, what of it, man?
We'll take you behind a 45-foot double-engine Warlock.
Warlock is Puss Central.
Oh, what are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about, man. Who's going to... Are you telling me...
That's a $150,000 boat, my friend.
Well, dude, how much horse?
How much horse?
Yeah.
We're talking 400 apiece in both engines. That's 800 together.
You got twin?
Yes.
What kind of skis have you got?
What kind of kidders?
What about O'Brien?
O'Brien's okay.
Are they turbo?
What?
Are they turbo?
Supercharged.
So what do you are they Rossignol? So what are you telling me, man? Are you telling me that you've skied 100 miles an hour in the Pacific?
No, but I've seen guys done.
Oh, Roger Wilco.
Yeah, that's right.
You ass-ski?
What?
Do you ass-ski?
All the time, my friend,
yeah,
all the time.
I'll bet you do, man.
Ladies love it when you're passerby.
Hey. Yeah, holy problem is there ain't a sack shred left, man.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You got your water hitting your ball sack at 100 miles an hour, man. That ain't no block party.
Splitting them right.
Get out of here, both of you guys. Riverside on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
First of all, if you go to the river... And you can't go to the river and just, like, go to Copper Canyon and ski. There's a lot of cops there hanging out there.
But I'm certified.
It doesn't matter if you're certified or not. There's a lot of cops there that are floating jail. You will definitely, they'll definitely, they see you acting like anal. They'll definitely take you in. Secondly, it's people like you who's, like, ruined the river. The river used to be, and you should know, going since the 80s, that going to the river, it's not about being in a 32-foot warlock. It's about hanging out. People can come up in a fishing boat, a 19-foot bayliner or whatever, and come and hang out. You toss people beers. You hop from boat to boat.
You're right, man, but all I'm saying is people have been jealous of me since I was the first one to ass-ski.
If you ass-ski, you're a little gay. I'm sorry.
Gay?
There's nothing such as... Skiing is played out. It's all about wakeboarding.
Dude, I know about... Wakeboarding is for troglodytes.
And that's what you are.
Dude, I ass-skied Havasu, I ass-skied Lake Powell, and I ass-skied Coral Gables. Have you?
Funny, I never heard of ass-skiing before. That's
well, I did
in
it.
In the gay community. There's a parade this weekend. Second of all, if you can go to Copper Canyon and ski, and you have that much agility, then you know what? You should be in the X Games down in San Diego or something like that. You must have mass skill. You really can't do it.
I suggest you
quit trying to be so cool. That's not what
I'm all I'm saying, man.
You are ruining the river by trying to be so cool. Everybody's like, yeah, you used to be able to hop on people's boat. Now people, you hop on their boat, they look at you all crazy. You're like, what the
I got skills,
boat?
Man. And because I ask you, people don't dig it.
I don't see your name on
KFI those. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk Max. Radio.
Yeah, I ask you.
Don't be a hero. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.